cottage cheese.
Yeah. And if there are impurities in some kind of liquid and you want to pour it, you pour it through a cloth or something, or you say
what,
you
strain it.
Yeah. And an apple pie or something made in a deep dish, you know what that?
What, just a cobbler?
All right. Did your mother ever make cobbler?
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe what it looks like? I don't know exactly how she makes
it.
Well,
it's just a dish with the crust on bottom and the fruit or whatever it is, and then in the middle of the crust on top.
I see. It's more like just like a pie,
mm-hmm.
instead of this thicker. How about a sweet liquid that might be served with pudding?
Sweet liquid served with pudding. I can't think of that.
How about something you might put on on steak?
What, steak sauce?
Yeah. And all the things you eat are all different kinds of
food.
And something you might eat between meals would be called
a snack.
And someone asks you, how often have you
eaten?
You say, I just
ate.
And tomorrow I will
eat.
And in the morning you might have a cup of
coffee.
And if there isn't any, you make it, just prepare it yourself. Would you say, I'm going to have to what, some coffee?
Make some coffee.
All right. And you're thirsty, you might go over to the sink and get a
drink of water.
And it's in a
glass.
All right. And you might ask someone, how much water have you
drank?
Drinking. All right. Which one?
Drinking. Have you drinking? Drinking.
All right. And say, yesterday I a glass of water.
Drank a glass of water.
And tomorrow I will
drink.
All right. And some friends come in and you say, standing up.
What, have a seat.
Yeah. Or you might say,
sit down.
All right. And so you say, I had just to eat when the phone rang.
I had just sat down to eat.
Yeah, okay. And if they're passing food around in a bowl, you might pass a bowl of potatoes or someone over to the person next to you, and you might say,
want to have some potatoes?
All right. And so, how about something with help in it?
Help yourself?
Yeah, and so if someone asks you to do that, and so then you help.
Would help myself.
All right, you did. You say I
helped myself.
Yeah, and if you don't want any, you might say to the person,
I don't care for any.
All right, and if you have a big roast one day and then you have the same thing the next day, you say we're having
leftovers.
All right, you put food in your mouth and you
chew,
and something made with cornmeal and milk or water. It's kind of a like a cereal. Same word that they use. I think you're probably more familiar with the word. They say that to Alaskan huskies to make them
mush.
Yeah. Do you know that word in relation to food? Carrots and beets and things are all different kinds of
vegetables.
All right. And if they're grown in the place where you might grow them in your backyard would be a
garden.
And something that you might have with eggs, they sell it a lot in the southern restaurants.
Like grits?
Yeah. Now, do you know what are grits? Grits are made of?
It's a cereal product.
Uh-huh. Do you know the other word, the hominy?
What, hominy?
Yeah. Do you know what hominy is?
Yes, but I don't know what it's made out of. I've seen it.
Right. But I mean, you distinguish hominy and grits as two different things.
Yeah.
All right. And some.